Good afternoon, this is German Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's see what we could do to help you out here. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
08051.
51, okay. So let's see that right there for you. Perfect, okay. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know, we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 17 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 856-905-7755?
Yes.
Thank you very much, okay. And now, the next question I have here for you. Do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
No, we make our own.
All right. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
Just me and my husband.
You and the husband. Okay. Not a problem. And now, of course, the next step right here for you is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Yeah, my husband has his.
Okay.
Do I need it?
Yes, we will need that for the verification. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me get it right here. Okay, what do you need off of it?
Yes, so there should be a combination of numbers and letters. We will need that.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect, okay.
It's 2R86-D92-FN56.
FN56. Okay. So let's see here. And let's double check here. There it is. Okay. And let's see here. And that's for Mr. McGinnis, correct?
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis. Okay. Got you. And you're Mr. McGinnis' wife, correct? Ms. McGinnis?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Okay, so no problem. So since you are going to be talking for Mr. McGinnis here, is Mr. McGinnis available by any chance?
Yes, he is. You need to talk to him?
Yes, right there, so I can have the permission to speak with you as well.
Okay. George, can you confirm for me? Confirm that I can give you information.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I was talking to your wife, Ms. McGinnis, here, and I know that she's going for you right there. She's taking care of it for you here. So, of course, do I have your permission to speak to you, Ms. McGinnis, about your health care?
Yes.
All right. Not a problem. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. McGinnis.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Perfect. Okay. So we got that there for you. And now, of course, we have it as George McGinnis. And now, right over there, what is Mr. McGinnis' date of birth?
11/13/1962.
That is also correct in my system as well. And are we still residing at the address of 653 Frankfurt Avenue, Mantua, New Jersey?
Yes.
All right, perfect. It looks like his A and B are active, so that's good. Part D is also active. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I do have a disclaimer here for you as well. Now, of course, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future health coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this RoboScope appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. McGinnis?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So let's see what we can do here for you. And now for Mr. McGinnis there, when he does see doctors, does he see them frequently or maybe one time a year?
He sees his one doctor once a month.
His family
doctor, you know.
Yeah, got you. Okay, so once a month right there. So about looking at about maybe 13 or 14 times give and take for a year. Okay. And what about his transportation? Does he still drive himself to the doctor visits?
What was that question?
Oh, yes. And do you guys still drive Mr. McGinnis to the doctor visits?
Yes, I drive him. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. And now, does Mr. McGinnis need any dental work done or just regular cleaning?
He just had all that done. He's on my dental plan for work.
Okay.
I work, but he doesn't work.
Okay, got you. Okay. And what about his vision? Does he wear any eyeglasses or does he need a new pair of eyeglasses?
He's on Mayan, yes. He's on Mayan.
Oh, there. Okay, got you. And now for Mr. McGinnis, is Mr. McGinnis also on your works plan as well, or is he off of that?
He's only on my dental and eyeglass, that's it.
Only a dental eyeglass. Okay, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Got you. Okay. So let's see what we can do here for you. So, of course, the first step that I do have here for you would be Mr. McGinnis' PCP. And what is the last name of his primary care?
Dr. Boober.
All right. Can you spell that out for me?
It's Greg Boober, B-O-B-E-R.
B-O-B-E-R. Okay, that's Greg. Okay, so let's see.
Yeah, I believe his first name is Greg. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Let's actually do it as Greg. There. So let's see there. And let's see there. Let's see right there. Fortino. Perichetti. Okay. Let's see there. So let's see here. Dr. Greg. Okay.
It's Inspira Medical, Family Medical. That's where we go to the building, right?
Okay. So let me try that way. So we'll do Dr. Greg. PMD. All right. And that's within New Jersey.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So that's within New Jersey there. And let's see here. Right there. And let's see here. So we have a Gregory Parker, but that's definitely not it there. So let's try from Gregory. Pull that up there. Right. And what city do you see Dr. Greg?
I don't know if it comes up as Sewell. S-E-W-E-L-L. Sewell, New Jersey.
E-L-L. Let's try it that way. Let's see there. Right, and within that area, that looks like Dr. Gregory Perichetti. I do see that for Swell there on that one. So let's see here. Perichetti, that's a dermatologist, doesn't make sense. So we'll get that out there. Gibson Hearing Dental. Let's see here. They all have such interesting names. So let's see here.
It starts with a C. I just checked on one of his prescriptions. It starts with a C.
Starts with a C. Okay. So Dr. Greg.
C-R-A-I-J.
C-R-A-I-J. So let me try that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. C-R-A-I-G. So Dr. Craig.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's his first name, correct?
Yep, Craig Boober, B-O-B-E-R.
B-O-B-E-R.
No, B-O-B, like Bob, and then E-R.
And then E-R, okay. So let's see here, right here. There you are. Okay, I see you there. Perfect. So we have Dr. Craig there, all right. And now for his specialist, right there, what is the name of his specialist?
Dr. Rogers.
Rogers. Okay, Dr. Rogers. And is it a male or female?
It's a female. Need a male. I'm sorry.
It's a male. Got you. Okay, so Dr. Rogers. That's okay. Interesting. That always catch me off guard, too. No problem. So let's see here.
It's Kenneth.
Okay. Kenneth. Okay, so let's do from there. So Mr. Kenneth. So from there, that's Kenneth Rogers. Let's see here. And here, so let's go from here. Awesome. And what is his specialty?
It's for pain management. He goes to for his back and leg and neck.
Got you. Pain medicine. Okay. So we have him there. Perfect. So we have him there. So we have Dr. Rogers and Dr. Craig. Do we have any other doctors besides those two?
Nope, just them two.
Just them two. Okay, that's not bad. Not bad. So we'll make sure we'll get that there. And perfect, okay. And now the next part right over here for you, let's make sure everything's correct. And now just to make sure for Mr. McGinnis here. Right over here. Currently, right now, everything still looks good. And I do see here he's on a prescription drug plan. Is that correct?
Yes, WellCare.
He's on WellCare. Okay, got you. Are you looking for a change out of WellCare?
No, I feel comfortable with that.
Okay. Got you. Okay, so because I'm seeing here, so he does have a prescription drug plan. I'm assuming that when he does see the doctor, he's paying a copay, correct? Every time he sees him?
Yes.
Okay, so he's paying a copay. Okay, so let me see here, especially in the state of New Jersey. So let's make sure we open there. Okay, so Aetna would be a good spot, but let's make sure of that here. So we're in Mantua, New Jersey. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, I'm just doing a quick double check in the state of New Jersey here, because he is on a prescription drug plan there, and during open enrollment, he would have needed a Medicare Advantage plan, but let me see if there's anything there for now. So let's check here. That's New Jersey. Also double check here just to make sure. So right now, I'm doing a quick look up on the state there, just to make sure that we can make sure that he's all good and taken care of, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. So let's see here. Before this one. Make sure this is still correct. And here. Perfect. Okay. So we're in the state of New Jersey. Let's make sure it's still correct. Okay, so it looks good. We'll also double check our here dot our I's and cross our Q's here. There you are. Perfect. There, perfect. Let's check here. Okay. Right here. Good. Pharmacies. Okay. And while I'm looking for this one right here, what was the need for the change? Does he need anything for the change?
No, not really. He's the one that gave me this number, and he keeps on seeing it on TV, and he was just wondering if there was any other plans or any, you know, like if he's qualified. I'm not sure if it's called food stamps or whatever. See if he's qualified for any other programs.
So for this one, from what I see here, let me make sure of it here, because I don't see any chronic plans in the area. There is what's called a Part B gift back for him. And since he doesn't have Medicaid, that would work out as well. But the thing is, he does have that prescription drug plan right there. So let me see here just to make sure. Okay, I thought so. Okay. So at the moment right here for Mr. McGinnis, so during the open enrollment period, because of his prescription drug plan, he doesn't qualify for this period here. He would be able to qualify for October 15th through December 7th for the year 2026. That's going to be the year he qualifies, or if he moves, or even if he receives Medicaid. So those are the times that he's able to qualify there. But from what I'm seeing here in the state of New Jersey, he wouldn't qualify.
Okay, what is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid?
Got you, Medicare and Medicaid?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And that's okay, no worries. This is my favorite part, so I used to be a teacher, so I'll gladly explain. So, perfect. So pretty much what Medicare is, so Medicare is federally run. So that's run by the federal government from the ages of when you're starting to work. So that's your first Part A, so that's your 10 years right there. So you get Part A for free right there. And then, of course, after you're retired, then your Part B kicks in as well. So that's federally regulated. And now when it comes to Medicaid, Medicaid is state-run. So Medicaid comes from the state itself on that one. That usually helps out with either the Part B premiums. So that would be his Part B premiums. It would help out with also with the doctors, the drugs, pretty much everything that has to do with his medical there when it comes to Medicaid. So Medicaid does go hand-in-hand with Medicare right there, so that way they can go in together as a dual plan right there. So that way, most of them that I usually see, especially when it comes with Medicaid and Medicare, a lot of them are usually $0, zero copays for pretty much everything he ever does right there. Have you thought about looking into Medicaid?
Well, I still work. I still work full time.
Oh, no, for Mr. McGinnis.
Well, he's on the disability one because he got hurt while he's on it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that changes this. So that actually changes this. So if he has that disability there, if he were to go into this program, that would mess up his disability, and that's something that's a big no-no. It's a big red flag.
Yeah, I don't want to mess that up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, right there. So in my perspective, from the way I'm seeing it here, he is pretty much good because of his disability there. But of course, say, for example, if he's given Medicaid, then that's a game changer right there. So he could qualify for the MAPD plans, which pretty much saves him medical costs when he goes sees the doctors. I know he's seeing the doctor about 12 times a year, so that could save it to almost zero. So I do recommend checking out Medicaid just to make sure and see if he qualifies for that. Because if he does, then that's a big game changer.
Okay.
Absolutely. But he's in a good position right now. So Mr. McGinnis is in a great position right now, especially
okay.
from what I'm seeing here. He's in a good position.
Okay.
Awesome.
And is there any, like, he was in the Army, too. Is there any way, like, he can go to, like places to get, like, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that? Somebody asked me to mention that.
Got
you. Do you know anything about that?
Okay, got you. So that's the VA pantry. So that's a little bit different. I know there's a couple VA pantries, at least in New Jersey, in South Jersey. So let me see here.
It's called VA pantry?
It's a VA pantry, yes. I don't know the name of it because some of the names are a little bit different. I know it's a VA pantry. They have a couple of those around there. So let me see here.
I can Google that too.
Oh, yeah, right there. Because I know there's usually a couple there. They come up in different names, but they always have VA in it. So there always is a VA pantry.
Okay.
I'd recommend it. And he's been in the Army. And does he have VA as well?
No.
Okay, got you. And he served?
Yeah.
And then was he serving?
He did the National Guards, Army National Guards.
National Guards, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he did the National Guards, okay. So he can definitely still be okay with that, absolutely. So I'm assuming he's retired. He's right there, so he's not really on active duty. But as long as he does have his National Guard identification, then absolutely.
Yeah, he has his guard and all. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Then he can definitely go there. Absolutely.
So there is a VA place down in Sewell, New Jersey, not too far from us. Wonder if I go there and he could probably get information from there.
From the VA? So that would depend. If he only served the National Guard, it would be a little bit better for him to, I think, call. Let's see here. Should be a National Guard. Right here, let's see here. So it should be a National Guard office. It's called something completely different. There it is. Okay. So definitely what I recommend right there, he can call first the Florida Army or whichever one, the New Jersey Army National Guard right there. He can give those guys a call. The VA will only talk to people that were in the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. So if he's National Guard, then I recommend him calling the office for the New Jersey National Guard.
New Jersey National Guard, call that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, so right there. I highly recommend it. Highly, highly recommend it. He was in the National Guard as well. How many years did he serve?
He did all three. Mm-hmm.
All three. Okay. That's good.
Whatever it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got you. So he completed his contract year. Okay. Good.
Oh, yes, he has his card. He has honorable discharge and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And honorable. Beautiful. Okay, so yes. So mm-hmm. I highly recommend definitely calling the New Jersey National Guard. Absolutely, without a doubt.
Okay, so New Jersey National Guard, I can check into. Okay.
Awesome. All right. And I'm sorry I couldn't help you out further here, but right over here, Mr. McGinnis is in a good spot, so I do recommend still giving a call to the New Jersey National Guard, that office there, so that way they could be able to help him out there, seeing how he was honorably discharged.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. No problem. Do you have any more questions for me, Ms. McGinnis? Anything at all?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Not a problem. And it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure, ma'am. And of course, like I said, Mr. McGinnis is going to be eligible right over here through October 15th through December 7th this year, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's when, if he switches over to the Medicare or not, what he has.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Perfect.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Of course. And bundle up. It's cold out there, okay?
I know. It's freezing here. Are you in Georgia?
Actually, no. I'm actually at my home base. So I actually traveled in the wintertime down to my home base in Florida. And right now we're actually at 60 degrees, which is unheard of, honestly.
That's where my brother just went to Florida today with his granddaughter and stuff.
Got you, Disney?
Yeah, Disney. Yeah.
Makes sense. Always Disney.
Yeah.
But no worries.
Yeah,
they're going to have fun.
New Jersey, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have fun right there. It's a beautiful weather, honestly, for Orlando now. Yeah, it's a beautiful weather. It's still shining. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
I went 3 years ago in December. It was nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right there. That's our cold. That's our winter there. It's like 60 degrees our winter. That's as much as we could take.
Yeah. All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome, of course. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.